Journal entry 102. Elise is spending the entire day with me. Casey left early this morning on her little journey through the bad part of town to see her undisclosed friend. She said she would be home by nightfall. I hope Casey knows what she's doing. I have an awful feeling that something bad is going to happen. She is being extremely secretive. I asked Tony if he knew what was going on with Casey. He said he didn't have a clue. Matt and Hemi dropped by my room. They are doing well and look so incredibly happy. I think I am somewhat envious. Hemi says things are going well at Central, with one exception. Someone is distributing drugs, and not the good kind that cures illnesses. Twice this week, Matt stumbled across some sad-looking individual in the park, next to the Central campus, obviously strung out on something. I was just getting ready to say that I hadn't seen any drug use near Bear Country, when Sheriff Pete walked up and interrupted. He said the use of drugs is becoming a problem in the community. The sellers are calling this drug Bliss. To my surprise, the locker incident yesterday was actually Pete interrupting a sale of Bliss inside Bear Country. There are no laws in place forbidding the use of illegal drugs. Even if there were any such laws, it would be difficult to enforce. The local gangs have their own codes of conduct. I have asked the Journal Club to put up flyers inside Bear Country. Anyone caught using Bliss inside Bear Country will have to find a new place to live. Hemi and Matt will be placing similar flyers inside of the Central campus. Out of concern for the local community, I plan to visit a few of the other gangs in town and ask for their support against Bliss. If enough gangs ban the use of Bliss, perhaps we can stop this from becoming too much of a problem. Maddie.